It's WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. It's 9 a.m. on the dot. Good morning. It's another Saturday morning here in Boston, Medford, Massachusetts, actually at Tufts University. It is August 19th today, and dog days of summer are in full swing, and so happy that you joined today. Thanks so much for doing so. Here's what's going on. I have Freeform, I have New Noise, and I have a guest today as well, an old friend who we actually tried to connect with a couple of weeks ago, but the phones weren't cooperating, so we decided we'd try something else. And we've got our friend Katie Dobbins back. Today she'll be on with me at around 9:30 a.m. Can't wait to catch up with her, everything that's going on with her. She's such a hard worker, you know, a local singer-songwriter. So she's got a couple of new songs. We're going to play them. There's two of them. She's going to perform one, maybe two, live as well. And I've got a couple of my personal favorites to play as well. So yeah, we'll talk to Katie, we'll do some New Noise and all that good stuff. Let me tell you about the New Noise that we got. I have This Day in History, a Boston band, who, by the way, is going to be here with us down in Studio D playing live on September 9th, so can't wait. We also have Boston's American Ocelot with New Noise, Boston's Bird Language with New Noise. We have the Gripweeds with New Noise and Jonathan Pushkar with New Noise as well. They're both from that Ray Davies tribute CD from Gem Records. Yeah, it's good stuff. And the first thing that I want to play for New Noise, shouldn't call it a thing, is that, yeah, new track, new song. From MJ Lenderman, and this is kind of interesting because I think that this came out a couple of years ago on an EP. However, this is the single version that's been released of a track called Knockin'. So let's start with New Noise from MJ Lenderman, and this is New Noise at WMFO.
We saw John Daly sing Knockin' on Heaven's Door. Took my driver's license, but you still have yours. You're all I need, babe. Yeah, you've heard that one before. You're all I need, babe. She has to give. She gave me wings, and I caught flight. And I think I might be knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door tonight. Knock, 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 knock.
meant to stay. I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Calvin, please, I'm gone. Forget reaching me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how. How would you get out of pocket for fun? How? When you know that you're never number two. Number one gonna be number one. Shape me again. I hope that you have been the kind of person you really are now. I'll be so good. I wish I could get the message over to you now.
This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford 9:22 in the morning. Speaking of morning, good morning to you. Easy to say, right? Yeah. All right, I'm Mike. It's WMFO Medford. I've been here since 9. I'll be here till about 11 a.m. when Something About the Women comes in. And there's a bit of a surprise today for the host of Something About the Women. I'm not going to tell you any more than that. I can't. But yeah, stick around. 11 a.m., Something About the Women. Big surprise coming in today. All right. And let's see. Let me tell you what I played. And then we're going to connect up with Katie while I play a couple more songs. And then we're going to talk to our friend Katie. What's better than that? Nothing. All right. So we started off that first set of the day with MJ Lenderman. I believe that came out a couple years ago. But this is a single version of that cool song called Knockin'. Motel is a classic. Yeah, hey, it came from a record called Classic Masters, The Motels. told you. Total Control. I was thinking about that all week that I decided I would play that. That was just everywhere when I was growing up, and it's such a great piece of music. Sly and the Family Stone had the third song on a set from 1973's record called Fresh. That was If You Want Me to Stay. Pete Yorn from 2001's record called Music for the Morning After. That was Strange Condition. And Radio 4, plenty of different versions of that one. I don't even see a date as to when they came out, but that's Dance to the Underground. If you're a person of a certain age, you probably know that one. And good to hear. All right, so I'm going to play a couple of tracks now. Both of them are featured on the tribute to Ray Davies. Gem Records celebrates Ray Davies' brand new collection. I'm going to play two from that. First, I'm going to play I Gotta Move from Jonathan Pushkar, and then See My Friends from the Gripweeds. And right after that, if the universe wishes it upon us, we'll be speaking with Katie Dobbins. So let me start with that. I'm going to play Jonathan Pushkar and I Gotta Move to start us off for this quick two-song set here at WMFO.
Baby isn't there. I'm gonna fill my gap.
It's WMFO right here in Medford, 9:30 in the morning. I'm Mike. I'll be here till 11 when Something About the Women comes in. I got a guest coming up in just a second. I just want to tell you what I played. Again, a little redux. If you missed my announcement of what's coming up, what am I doing? Jonathan Pushkar was the first in that two-song set. These are both from the Gem Records brand new collection called Gem Records Celebrates Ray Davies. That was I Gotta Move, Jonathan Pushkar, and just heard the Gripweeds from that same collection and See My Friends. All right, speaking of seeing my friends, Katie, I cannot see you. However, if there's a God, I can hear you. You there, Katie? Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. This is great. I mean, we tried to do this a couple weeks ago, right? And the phones weren't cooperating, and they still aren't. So we're not on the phone, are we? We're using, like, internet magic.
Yeah, the internet has become very magical, especially over the past few years, which I'm grateful for. And I'm happy that you were a wizard and found this awesome workaround so that
well,
we can talk.
Actually, the guy wearing the wizard's hat is Sean at WMWM. But yeah, we've all we've incorporated this thing, and it's just excellent. So you can hear me clearly and everything's good?
I hear you great.
All right, I hear you great.
All the way from New Hampshire.
We're great. Aren't we?
We are great.
Yeah,
great.
So let me see. So let me just tell everybody sort of how we met. I think it must have been like 2018 now, when you came in with a bunch of other great local musician ladies, Carissa Johnson and Linda Viennes and Emily Grogan, right? It was like 2018 in the summer.
Yes. Was it for WMFO Day or was it for a Saturday morning show?
It was just my Saturday morning thing.
Just your Saturday morning.
Right. And you guys came in here and we interviewed each one of you separately. And you guys decided, remember, you were in the green room across the hall and you decided you would write a song on the spot. And then you did it.
That was so much fun.
It was so much fun.
Those women are amazing. And that was a really special day. I think for all of us, like every year, I think Linda every year posts a memory like, oh, it's the anniversary of this special day.
I know.
It's so sweet.
It was so much fun, and we all sort of continued the relationship after that, all of us.
Yeah.
You know, and then you guys did a show at the barn.
We did. Yeah. I was hosting the Songwriter Roundup, Songwriter in the Round shows every month at the Burren, and you were such a good support of that. Thank you so much. And yeah, those ladies came on, and it was really fun to take the live radio show, to the live stage.
Yeah, it was just a great night for everybody.
Thank you for connecting us.
Hey, listen, I'm glad that it worked out. It was Mike Stewart as well that kind of got the whole idea in his head. So let's see, we really haven't done this since before the COVID thing. You know, so I wanted to ask you, I mean, because I know that you, like many people during the pandemic, had to get the creativity out. So you were like live video streaming and all that stuff. And we all kind of got used to living like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, what was it like once we came through all that, having to try to book shows in the whole new world after COVID? What was that like?
That's a great question. It was bizarre. I felt like I didn't know what I was doing. I felt like it was like relearning that skill all over again of just, you know, okay, where do I play? What's the timeline? Oh, yeah, that's right. Places book 4 to 6 months in advance.
And some of the old stalwarts that you would book with weren't there anymore, unfortunately.
Right, or like the people were different. And then I also moved during the pandemic. So not only was that different, but my like home base isn't the Boston area anymore. It's New Hampshire. So it was kind of learning this new landscape and also learning this post-pandemic landscape. It's been, and you know, but the hardest part, I think, was like transitioning my energy and finding all of that deep energy again to be playing out so much, because I don't know, it's a lot different just sitting in my couch at home, right? And live streaming, it takes energy, but in a different way. And when I started playing shows again, like frequently, I was like, whoa, I'm tired.
Yeah, I mean,
but
it's
a good way.
It's not like it's hard enough anyway, just under normal circumstances. But I happen to know, and I'm going to share with all of our dear listeners here, that you've been performing up in your new your place up in New Hampshire monthly. You know, all summer long, you've been working hard, and you've been out there doing it. So, congrats on getting that done.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been really good. Like, so at first, it was I was tired, and I'm like, how did I ever do this before? And I did it while I was teaching full-time, but well, during the pandemic, I transitioned to just doing music, so this is my full-time gig, and I'm like, how did I ever do all of that? But now that I'm kind of in the rhythm, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. You kind of get used to this energy, and it becomes this really cool input-output thing, and then you start craving it. It's like, I got to get out in front of people and share the music, and you get this awesome energy back from the live crowd. So it's been really, really great to get back out there, and yeah.
I mean, I'm just laughing because I was going to say that, you know, that exactly that. I mean, and also, speaking of all the creativity coming out, you were able to, in May of this year and July of this year, actually get new product out.
Yes.
On top of being out in front of audiences, like you said.
Yeah. So one thing I did over the past few years is work on learning music production, which I know a lot of musicians did that kind of turn to the home studio aspect of things. And I was putting some stuff out through my Patreon page and just on YouTube. And then I decided to professionally release one of the songs that I had made myself in my home studio. That one's called When Seasons Change, and I put it out officially in May. I did have help with the final mixing and mastering to get it, you know, radio and everything.
Yeah,
over at
Rocking Horse Studios, I think, in Pittsfield, New Hampshire.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. I sent the track over to him, and he mixed it and mastered it, and then we have some singles that we are working on professionally in the studio from start to finish too. And one of those just came out. That's just because I can.
Now, was this relationship with Rocking Horse Studios and Brian Coombs, was that something that is a new thing, or did you know him from before?
I've known him for years just from being in the New Hampshire music scene, because even before I moved here, I grew up here. So, I've known him for a long time. I've been to the studio. We've just never worked together. He's been to a couple shows and stuff. So now that I'm local, I mean, it's like a half hour drive. It's the perfect amount of time to clear my head, warm up, get in a creative space, both to and from the studio. And it's a beautiful space. They create a really nice sound. So
That matters. So that one that you're talking about, When Seasons Change, was released in May of this year. And the other one that we're mentioning is one called Just Cause I Can, also written by you and a friend of yours, Jordan Reynolds.
Yes, that's right. We co-wrote that when we were both living in Boston.
Okay. And that was also recorded and mixed at that same Rocking Horse studio.
Yes. And Jordan did some harmonies remotely from L.A.
Listen, this one, I mean, the other one you mentioned, that's at your home studio, which you call Starlight Recording, which I love. What a great name. But this other one is full band, Katie. I mean, you've got like, let me see, with you, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 7, 8 people, you know? So let me just go down the list of people that collaborated with you, and you can sort of talk a little bit about them and give them some love. So you were on vocals, the Wurlitzer organ, and a vocoder?
That's right.
Wow.
Do you know what a vocoder is?
I'm going to say no.
I didn't either before I made this song. it's like a retro tool. It's a microphone that connects to a synthesizer keyboard, and you sing into it, but then it kind of distorts it and gives it this cool echoey kind of like reverberation effect. It's pretty cool.
Kind of like if you went to a party and sort of well, never mind. little jokey there. All right. Eric Wagley played drums for you. How do you know Eric?
So I know most of these musicians, well, I guess just Eric and Myron Kibbe, the guitarist. Those are both studio musicians.
That work with the studio.
Yes, that work with Rocking Horse a lot. And Eric came in one day and I'm doing 4 songs with Rocking Horse, and he just laid the drum track for all 3 songs that he's on in the same day. He was great. Like just kind of banged it out, and he was great. Like I always like to be part of every part of the process. So
you should be. Yeah,
I'll be like, oh, that thing was really cool with the drums. Can you try doing something like this on the bridge? And he was really good at incorporating some ideas that I had, which was really fun. And then Myron Kibbe, the guitarist, is also. Sorry, you didn't get to him yet. I'm jumping ahead.
don't ever apologize, Katie. Don't do that.
He's also a studio musician, and I actually still have not met him, so he did all of his work remotely as well.
All right. And then the bass player is Chris Noyes. Is he a session guy too?
Sort of, but I do know him. He plays with the Jordan Wasaki Trio, which is a pretty well-known trio up here in New Hampshire, maybe in Massachusetts too. They're a folk trio, and he's very talented. He came to a show of mine last summer, and he was kind enough to buy both of my CDs after, and he came up and talked
See
to
that?
Me. He was so encouraging, and he said that he loved my music, and he said, hey, if there's ever, I heard that you're going to start recording, if there's ever an opportunity for me to play with you, or if you're looking for a basis for the tracks, I would really love to be part of the project. And I love working with people that, you know, believe in what I'm doing and are eager to be part of it. It's always more fun that way. So I was happy to bring him on board.
I mean, it's the way that you would hope that it would work.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not surprised, knowing you as I do, that this is how it's coming together. Okay, so Brian Coombs, who's the same Brian Coombs we mentioned before, he also contributed playing some synthesizers.
Yeah, that's kind of his, like, thing. He's
All right.
a really good pianist, and, yeah, he was having a ball with the synths. I don't even really know everything he did, but I thought it came out cool.
All right. Well, that's most producers. You know, you say, oh, yeah, I know exactly what's going on, but, you know, maybe you don't know everything. But you don't have to. You just have to, like, you know, do what you do.
All right. I mean, I was there for synth day, but he was like, oh, let's try this slow synth. Let's try this thing. I'm like, all right, whatever you think. Let's do it.
Hey, that's what I would have said, too. All right. We mentioned that Jordan Reynolds co-wrote with you and that he did harmonies. He did that remotely, correct?
Yeah, remotely from L.A. And he also, we wrote the song way back in 2019 together when we were both living in Boston. And then we had a Zoom call in 2021 where we met again because I said, hey, I think I'm going to record this song, but do you want to just get together, make sure there's no loose ends we want to tie up? And we actually changed a lot on that Zoom call. So
yeah.
He's been great.
All right. And Josh Kimball added some percussion. To the whole thing after that.
And he's also my the other producer at the studio.
Okay. So, you know, people don't realize there's a lot that goes into it. You just don't go in there and go like, okay, 1, 2, 3, and there you go. There's a lot that has to do with it. And then when you package it, you know, there's graphics and photography, and I see there's a credit to somebody named Chris Dobbins.
Yeah.
Any relation?
No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
That's my uncle. But he's a professional photographer. He does weddings and homes and all kinds of things. And he does a lot of my photography for me. He's amazing.
Love it. And then I know that you do some graphic design. So you've credited yourself with some graphic design on this.
Yeah, why not?
Exactly. So I think what I'd like to do is I'd like to spin these two songs. They are When Seasons Change and Just 'Cause I Can, the one we just talked about. And then... either we can decide, you know, either, you know, I can play a bunch of my favorites of yours, or if you're feeling brave, we tried it the other day. You could play live from where you are.
All right.
What do you think you want to do?
I'll do a live song.
You will?
Yeah.
All right. I love it.
If you want.
Just one?
I'm always
pushy, you know that.
We'll try one. We'll see how it goes.
All right. All right, so I'm gonna ask you something weird while I play this song.
Okay.
Katie, will you please mute yourself while I play this song?
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Right? All right. The first one here is When Seasons Change by Katie Dobbins. And we'll play the other song as well and then be back and see what happens after that. This is Mike and Katie right here at WMFO in Medford.
I grew up in New England. Seasons always changing where I'm from. One minute it's snowflakes and chapped lips, the next I'm bathing in the sun. Maybe that's why when people say goodbye, I wave and don't ask questions why. You've gotta move on, I get it, why would I try to make you stay way past your time? I wanna see you fly. my love, I hope you know that. You live in my heart, no matter how far away you might travel. I'll be here when seasons change. 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 I'll be here when seasons change.
WMFO right here in Medford, 9:51 in the morning. I'm Mike, and I just played a couple from my guest, Katie Dobbins. We heard When Seasons Change, which, by the way, was recorded in her home studio, just she and the machines, and she did that. That just sounded awesome. Then heard Just 'Cause I Can. We discussed that in detail with the whole band there, and the full recording studio version of Just 'Cause I Can. Both came out earlier this year. All right, Katie, I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself. It looks like you already did, so I'm going to do that. And are you back? Hello.
Hi.
Oh, my God. This is working way too well.
It's awesome.
I know. So you could hear those okay? They sounded good?
Yeah. Good to me, but all I'm right. biased, but, you know.
Well, yeah, everybody knows that. We talk about it all the time. Oh, no. I gave it up. Okay, so those two songs were terrific. So happy to be able to play those for you. And by the way, we mentioned that Katie does a lot of shows. And I know that you're playing later on today, of course, because you can't let a weekend go by. So talk a little bit about your show this afternoon.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm playing at a Sunflower Soiree. Doesn't that sound exciting?
It does.
Yeah, I played
it
there.
It sounds just like you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I played there last weekend, and I'm going back again today. I'm playing for 3 hours, and it's a beautiful sunflower farm in Canterbury, New Hampshire. And you can pick your own sunflowers. They've got... Last time I played, they had a cow parade going on at one point. They got tractor rides. It's like very New Hampshire, and it's really fun.
So New Hampshire.
Yeah.
All right. That's really good. All right. And I'll mention a couple of shows that are closer to Boston coming up later this month and beginning of next month on August 27th. This Family Field Day at John Blaine Historic Museum up in Bedford, Massachusetts, from 1 to 4. You'll be doing that. They have a rain date as well of September 10th. And on September 9th, the day before that, I've been to this many times. Boston Arts Festival, they hold that over at Christopher Columbus Park on the waterfront in Boston. Not sure what the time for the set is going to be yet, but that's September 9th, Boston Arts Festival. You can see Katie there as well. Pretty good, Katie.
Thank you.
And I want to let everybody know that in my show post on Facebook and on Instagram, I did put a cool little link that if you click it, you'll see all the shows that Katie has booked coming up.
Oh, you fancy.
I am fancy. So this is just how fancy I am. I'm going to give you a choice. Right now, I could either play a couple of my favorite songs, or we can, for the first time ever, on this medium, not a phone, but an internet connection, I think it's clean enough for you to be able to play live. Would you like to do it?
I mean, you just gave it such an introduction. I feel like I have no choice. I would love to, Mike.
All
anything
right.
for you.
And what song would you like to play?
I'm going to play a new one that you don't know yet.
I love
is
it.
Is that okay?
Yeah, what's it called?
All right, this is called Red, White, and Blueberry Wine.
Oh.
And I wrote it inspired by the monthly series that you mentioned that I'm hosting in New Hampshire right now. I host a songwriter series on the last Wednesday of every month at a really cool winery called Hermit Woods Winery.
Oh my God, what a great idea.
Yeah, and upstairs they have a listening room concert space with a grand piano and a beautiful sound system and everything. So it's a really cool place to have live music. And we just celebrated 6 months of this series. And the community has been really supportive, and they've just been really fun shows. So I wrote this song inspired by all of that.
All right, cool. And just so you know, after you finish this one, I'm going to ask you to do another one.
Oh no. Okay.
All right.
No, I only said oh no because I don't know which one to choose, but that's fine.
it is fine. You're a pro. Okay, so everybody, Katie Dobbins live from her home studio on the internet, on the radio. This is Red, White, and Blueberry Wine, the debut in so many ways. All right,
Katie.
Thank
you.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
Grew up in a small town, the kind of place you leave when you think it must be time to spread your wings. But flying taught me freedom is found right where you are, bringing people together and sharing a little love and rest. Sharing red, white, and blue. gotta live in Nashville, New York, or LA. If you wanna make it in music today, well, I don't know if I believe anything they say. But when I'm singing with you, feels like I've already got it made. 'Cause we're sharing red, white, and blueberry wine, singing songs about love and life, making new memories with friends on summer nights, sharing.
Wow, live from New Hampshire, right here on WMFO via Clean Feed. That was Katie Dobbins and Red, White, and Blueberry Wine. Oh, that was great. I mean, you've got to do just one more live one. What do you think?
Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any requests?
I'm going to play some of yours anyway that are my favorites. So,
All right. Well, I don't know what you're going to play, so I'm going to play one that's not recorded,
okay.
Just in case.
There you go. That's a good plan. All right, okay. Katie Dobbins.